Well, welcome to Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg. We're America's Family Coaches. Gary, I'm real excited about this program. The last time you listened to us, you heard us talking about ways in which you could lean into your wife. Well, today on the program, Gary, we're going to really talk from a man's perspective and coach the women how they need to have a lean-in list with their husbands.
Yeah, you know, Barb, we shared this last time, that when a couple is in relationship, there's a mom and dad, there are kids, whether they're step-parenting or blended or the original nuclear family, every family is a system. And it's like an organism. And it's kind of like those little, you know, stainless or those little metal figurines that you used to see on people's desks that were balanced. And you could, you know, kind of tick it with your finger and it would wobble, but it would refind its balance. That's what a family is. And so if one person, if a teenager is acting out and they're distancing from the family, then mom or dad or another child in the family will step up in order to compensate. If a husband is leaning out of a marriage, then the wife will step up and lean in. Then when the wife starts to lean out, sometimes the husband leans in. So often when I'm counseling with families, or you and I are coaching families today, you know, we will try to help them look at these patterns and how to break them. So last time we coached husbands on how to lean in with their wives. But today, Barb, let's really talk about how a husband or how a wife can lean into her husband and meet his needs.
Okay, and yet I think we really need to hear from your perspective, Gary, if this is a three-pointer, if this is a two-pointer, or if we're just totally throwing the ball off the court. So when a woman talks in code to her husband, and when she expects her husband to read her mind, because somehow woman to woman, when we are talking to one another as women, we've got a radar thing going on. We've got an intuitive side. We can start each one another's sentences and finish them at the same time. We're there. We're in the moment. It's this mystical thing. But when we try that stuff with our husbands, let me ask you, is he lost?
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't have to go on. Barb, he's lost.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe tell your husband what you need. Just say it out loud.
Yeah, you know, Barb, and it's not that it has to be abrupt. It's not that it's dishonoring. It's not that you don't add the femininity. But many times when a woman is kind of exploring what she's experiencing and she's trying to get her husband to get it, he doesn't get it because he hasn't experienced what you've experienced. And so he's trying to figure out the map. He's trying to crack the code. I mean, we talk about this, that sometimes if a wife can just say, okay, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with you, but let me tell you where we're going.
Bottom line it.
But then, guys, you step in and allow her to develop it after she's given you kind of where she's going. Mm-hmm. And that may sound like a very simple thing, but that helps mitigate against sometimes the breakdown in marriage relationship. Because other times a guy is sitting there and he's just going, where are we going with this? What do you want me to do with this? What do I most need to learn? Which one of these things did you want me to respond to? And that may be, you know, more feminine in communication, but a man doesn't naturally understand that. And so a wife doesn't have to become a man or masculine. She just needs to honor his communication style and understand him as a man.
So let me ask you, point number two, does a man need to be appreciated by his wife and respected and praised to when a wife praises her husband in front of her children or to her children? Does this mean a lot to a man?
Yeah. You know, Barb, in the five love needs of men and women, you know, we know that encouragement was the number four love need for guys and gals in a book that we wrote. It doesn't mean to be disingenuous. So it doesn't mean that a wife or a mom blows smoke about their husband or the kid's dad. What it does mean is that when a wife is intentional to affirm what her husband does well, both to him privately in front of the kids, and shows respect of that, shows a blessing of that, speaks with affection, you know, points out the things that the guy's done because he's really likely trying to do some things. It may not even realize that he's trying to do them, but many guys are very, you know, they're appropriate. They are good-willed, as Emerson Eggerich writes about. They are really wanting to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just do it because we do it and we're not looking for affirmation, mm-hmm. but the affirmation helps.
So tell your kids he's a good man.
Yeah.
He is a good man. So here's one that I think you began to develop a little bit, but I'd like to summarize it just a little bit at a higher level, and that is compliment his efforts to be sensitive. Mm-hmm. And let me run this one past you, if I may. When a husband and wife sit down, and it could be that, you know, some guys are more communicative than their wives. I'm probably approaching this where I'm assuming the wife might be more open, expressive, communicative than her husband. But when your husband seeks to understand, he tries to be sensitive. Maybe he's not even getting the whole punchline, or you think your sister would get it even faster. Yet, is this possible, Gary, when a wife says, man, I really appreciate how you're trying to connect to me? And she is being kind and tender and validating what he's expressing. Does that mean a lot to a guy?
Yeah, it does, Barb. And a guy's got to be intentional around this. So guys, drill in and listen and affirm and be intentional about it. But when you do that, wives, it's like it pings. So when it pings, let him know that it pinged. So guys, if you're at the store and you pick up a flower for your wife along with the milk and the bread and the eggs, and you bring that flower home, some wives are going to go, what'd you do wrong? Other wives are going to go, it's not my birthday. You know, other wives are going to go, what do you want? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different responses to that. But here's another one. It's the one we're coaching you up on today. Say thank you. Say, you know what, that flower is beautiful. Say thank you for going out of the way. And you know, he may not have gone very much out of his way. But when a man steps into being more sensitive, it means that he's trying. And it really means and he may not have done exactly, girls, like your girlfriend's husband did, if he's a real romantic type. But affirm him, bless him, show him your appreciation. And you know what? You may find that you start out serving one another.
Give us one more, Gary.
Well, I think another one that's important to me is be more curious about your husband than critical. And we write about this in Six Secrets to a Lasting Love. You know, Barb, it really is important. Many times when a woman is asking questions, when she's trying to connect to her husband, when she's trying to join him in his moments, and she's kind of peppering him with questions, if a man is defensive, if a man is guilty, if a man's just in his head, if a man is selfish, he'll see that as interrogation. If a man realizes that that's what a marriage relationship
indeed
is about,
yes,
that's how you build intimacy, that's how you build connection, that's what cherishing is about, that's what honoring is about, that's what loving is about, then a man won't get defensive with that. He'll realize that that's his wife stepping in to express her love and affection.
You know, I ran into some friends of ours, and I was in Talbot's, a wonderful store for women, by the way, guys. And our friend's name is Frank Accurso, and saw he and his beautiful wife, and she asked me a question, and I answered her question. She asked me a level two question, and I freaked. I said, I can't go beyond that. I started laughing at myself. I said, I don't know the answer. And Frank set his wife up in such a beautiful, elegant way. He goes, my wife is so masterful at asking these second and third level questions. And I could almost see these Cupid hearts going over him because he understands the femininity and the wiring of a woman. And he brings out the best in her by allowing her to communicate and ask these wonderful dialoguing questions that bring themselves closer in marriage than some that, as you said, are fearful, shame-based, isolative, in sin, that don't want to be asked any questions.
Yeah, they may be guilty.
Yeah.
And so, Barb, the curiosity is a good thing. You know, guys, go back in the time machine. Do you remember when you were dating your wife? Likely you did not get her by just being defensive and self-protective and isolating and just acting out your selfishness. You are zeroing in on her, allowing that curiosity to build the relationship. Go back to those roots. We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg. For more, go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.